Valerie Nelson and her husband Connor live about 4 miles away from the Menendez family, but their home on Little Bird Way has something in common with the First Street property where Don Mahoney Menendez operates the kids' first daycare. They're both considered zero lot lines, properties where the house is built on the edge of the property line. That is not an uncommon feature in Sitka neighborhoods, where land is at a premium. The Nelsons argued that the assembly ignored zoning laws in granting the permit for the daycare and raised numerous issues at the assembly table, but their chief concern seemed to be that the assembly's decision could set a precedent that would affect other zero-lot line property owners. Connor Nelson.
Then you got to go back and look at all of them and say, well, then in an R2, you can have a church. You can say in a commercial, it's permitted to have a funeral home or a crematorium. So all of a sudden, we have these party wall agreements that are very specific. I'll get back into them, too. And you buy a unit, your neighbor turns his half into a crematorium.
Not likely, says attorney Corey Bosman, who represents the Menendez family. We should note that Bosman is also a KCAW board member.
To make a leap that if this one is granted, that you guys are going to be granting conditional use permits for zero lot lines all over town for things like crematoriums or churches is really kind of ludicrous. This goes through a very serious vetting process. In this case, 3 different planning and zoning meetings, now our 3rd assembly meeting. And I imagine if somebody wanted to do some kind of large commercial operation, as the Nelsons fear, that they would have, obviously, the public opportunity to be involved at that point, but I just don't think it would even get there.
Municipal attorney Teresa Hillhouse said a conditional use permit is linked to a specific parcel, and that the best solution to the Nelsons' concern is for them to seek changes to the code on a broader level. Valerie Nelson told the assembly that she has sued the city before over a zoning decision and could do so again.
You know, I can see where the Nelsons have some valid concerns.
That is Assemblymember Pete Esquiro speaking toward the end of the hour and 40-minute debate. He says the idea of an 8-child daycare in a zero-lot line house does not thrill him, but he also agreed that the way to address that is by changing the code.
We should instruct our staff to, do whatever we need to do to get this cleaned up. You know, I personally kind of think it was a mistake to go beyond the 4 in this particular case in a zero lot line. But, that's something that will have to be taken up somewhere else other than this forum.
The assembly voted unanimously to uphold its earlier decision. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.